preacher. Y'all don't let me down. Don't let me down. Huh? I come to eat.
I tell you what, I didn't want to stand up and think the Lord saved me.
Because
if it wasn't for him, I'd be in hell today.
That's right, me too.
Yeah. And if I weren't in hell, I'd be going.
That's right.
But yeah. I still thank him for saving me. He didn't have to.
Hey, but I
was trying to thank him for it.
Hey. Hallelujah. Thank God he did. Hallelujah. What a blessing.
Brought the barrel with me. I'm going to be in trouble tonight because I'm going to preach. I ain't never preached this. Oh, that's when I'm nervous. That's when I'm really nervous. Now, if you'll look at me and smile real big, I won't be so nervous. Okay? I'm glad to be at Faith Baptist Church in Ringo, Virginia. And I want y'all to know that I had a great driver bringing me up here, Brother Jeff.
Amen.
Brother Jeff Lewis.
Amen.
God brought him to our church not too long ago, and he has been a blessing.
Amen. Praise God.
Been a blessing. I got the privilege Sunday night to hear him pray for the very first time in church. Woo! What a blessing that was.
Amen.
Those first things that God does in somebody's life and the preacher gets to bear witness, that's what helps the preacher go another mile for Jesus. I don't know how long I'm supposed to preach, but it won't be long. Because I'm so nervous tonight about preaching, I'd rather your pastor be up here. But I'm looking forward to hearing from Dr. Paul Sisk in just a little while. That wild man from Mayadan, that great man of God that I just so admire, just to get to be in the pulpit with him makes me feel like I'm a prince. Thank you, ladies, for the good songs. They were beautiful. And sister, thank you for not running me off when I was up there singing with you before. I was just enjoying that song. I was enjoying that song, and I like singing. I like singing every once in a while when they're feeling a weak moment around our church, they let me sing. This family had a new baby. And his older brother walked up to his mama when his little baby brother was just screaming. I mean screaming at the top of his lungs. And he said to his mama, he said, "Mama, where did that boy come from?" And his mama said, "From heaven."
Amen.
And that older brother said, "No wonder they kicked him out."
Yes, sir. What about that?
Uh-huh. I'm glad the Lord don't kick us out.
Amen.
It's just good to be saved.
Yes.
Little boy asked his mama. He was at a wedding and he said, "Mama, why the brides wear white?" And mama said, "Because they're just so happy to get married." He said, "Well, why do the men wear black?"
Yeah.
I thought that's pretty good. That's my two best jokes. Amen. I'm trying to calm my nerves just a little bit. Little girl was running. She was running to church, and she said, "Lord, help me not be late. Help me not be late." She's running to church, and she just fell face first in a mud hole. She got up, cleaned herself off, and she started running again, and she said, "Lord, help me not to be late. Help me not to be late, but please don't push me anymore."
Stay out of the mud hole.
All right, let's get our Bibles out. I'm going to read a very familiar passage. I was torn coming up the road. I'm hoping I get to come back some more this week and preach. My mother-in-law situation has not been good the last few days, and she's almost 700 miles away from us. So when something bad really does happen like this, I always feel kind of compelled to try to get my wife down there, because I know her days are numbered. And my wife has gave up 40 years of her life to follow me around and not been home by her mama. And so I really feel like she needs to be there to help with her mama right now. But the Lord may decide to step in tonight, and that lady might start walking and talking, and who knows? She might get up out of that chair. She's been sitting there for 4 years and be all right. You know, the Lord's a God of miracles. I want to tell you about a miracle right quick before I read this story. We're going to read about a miracle tonight. We're going to read from 1 Kings chapter 17. We're going to read about a miracle. We're going to read about a meal barrel miracle. Okay? And that's my meal barrel out there. Okay? We're going to read about it in a minute, but I'm going to tell you about a miracle. I'll tell you something God did for us Sunday at our church. Our church has been needing a roof so bad. Did I tell you this, Preacher Paul?
No, sir.
Our church, I mean, our roof is, we had a roof put on our church in 1990. It was a 25-year roof. So that roof ran out in 2015.
Yeah.
And now the back of our church, our Sunday school building, it's been leaking. Been leaking. I mean, not just leaking. In my study, in the ceiling, one of my deacons has gone up in the ceiling and put a bucket up in the ceiling to keep the water from leaking in my study. And we needed a roof, and we went through one of them periods of time where there was more people leaving than there was coming.
Yeah.
And so the offering's been down. No money for a roof. At Jubilee, I told them, I said, we got to have a roof. I said, we may not get to have Jubilee next year if we don't have a roof on this building. And so during Jubilee, the Lord blessed us with $2,800 on our roof. Well, I've been announcing for 2 weeks we're just going to have a roof day at Highland Baptist Church. Raise the roof day. I said, we need to raise the money for a roof. One of our men that comes to the church, he got a contractor to come and look at the roof and price the roof. And they said the best deal they could give us was $16,000 for a new roof. Now, that might not be much money to anybody in this room, but that's a lot of money to this preacher. And so I'm walking in the pulpit thinking, we got $2,800. We need $16,000. And this crowd that I'm pastoring right here in this church ain't got $16,000 between all of them if they took up every dime they had. But I said, we're going to try to raise the roof. We got to take pledges. We're going to see how much we can get today. And so we took pledges, and at our church, we don't have hour and a half offerings.
Right.
I look at my watch, and if we go 60 seconds without a pledge, we stop right there.
Yeah.
So 12 and a half minutes passed, 13 minutes passed, and we stopped. And we had raised $13,300. $13,297. Somebody gave us $3 after church. That made it $13,300. We did that. I mean, we did. It was amazing. Now, it was about twice as many people there probably as they are here tonight.
Yeah.
And God blessed us with that.
Good.
Well, I come to church Sunday night because I thought maybe somebody has to make a pledge tonight. I'm not going to say nothing about it. But a lady, our treasurer, said to me, said, preacher, I had two folk come up and make pledge. We've got another $150. Said, now we don't need but $2,550. I said, wow. Boy, God's good, ain't he?
Hey,
it just so happened there's a man sitting in our church that I had been praying for years. I'm praying for years now for God to really make his heart tender
for the church because he's never really fell in love with the church like I thought he ought to love the church.
Amen, brother.
And I've been seeing him make these little jumps, but back up. Make a jump, back up. And so I'm shaking hands, saying, I'm glad to see you at church tonight. Glad to see you at church tonight. Glad to see you at church tonight. And when I walk up to him to shake his hand, he sticks an envelope in my hand, Preacher Paul.
Amen.
He says, this is for the roof. And it was about this thick, about an inch thick. Yeah. I turned around and walked away, and I saw he had some road on there. He wrote his name on the bottom of it, and he wrote across the front of it. He said, this is for the roof. And do you know they was 27 $100 bills in that envelope? That was a miracle. That was a miracle right there. And I said, boy, I said, I'm going up there to Danville and Ringo the preaching, Lord. Boy, you let me see a miracle. And God, what do you want me to preach on? And he said, I want you to preach on there's a miracle at the bottom of the barrel. When you've gone as low as you can go and they can't go no lower, just reach in the barrel one more time and God will give you a miracle.
Amen.
So let's read the text this evening, and I'll try to preach a few minutes and get out of the way so the real preacher can come up here. Let's start in verse number 1. Verse number 7, let's just do that. Now remember, Elijah has been down at the brook Cherith, and the brook has dried up now. Now, I mean, don't you understand this now? Elijah is in the perfect will of God down at the brook. And in the perfect will of God, doing exactly what God wants him to do, the brook dries up. I don't know if that's ever happened to you, but I've had some times in my life when I was doing the perfect will of God, exactly what God wanted me to do, and the brook dries up.
Yes, sir.
And the Lord said, the word of the Lord came to him in verse number 8. And there said, arise and get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he rose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse, and behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said to her, fear not. Go and do as I have said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, we sure do need you. Lord, I want to be a blessing. I did not come up here, Lord. We did not drive this way. Brother Jeff did not take the time to bring me up here so that we could just come up here and go through the motions. Lord, we want to be a blessing. We want to be help to these people, Lord. And Lord, I know, God, that you got to help me for me to help them. God, illuminate my mind, quicken my thoughts, Lord. We didn't sleep much last night over what was going on with our mother-in-law, God. And Lord, we've had a busy day today, Lord. And God, we didn't know from one moment to the next what was going to come up. But Lord, we're here and we've come to worship. We've come to have jubilee with these good people that have gone out of their way to put on this meeting. And I pray, Lord, that tonight you'll bless us and we'll have jubilee, God. And Lord God, that every one of us who's going through something in our life, and it seems like that our meal barrel has dried up. It seems like that Lord, we've just come to the end of the road, and we don't know what to do. Lord, would you help us tonight to find a miracle in our meal barrel?
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we'll be grateful for what you do for us now. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Hallelujah.
Let's look at this. Oh my, what a story. I tell you, I don't feel worthy to preach this story. But I want you to look back to verses 12, 13, and 14. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel. Huh? And a little oil in a cruse. She said, I've just got a little handful of meal. Just a little. You see my handful up here? Look at me. I just got a little handful of meal. That's all I got. And I got a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks. Boy, it wasn't much. That sure wasn't much meal in that barrel, was it? I'm gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said to her, fear not. Fear not. When your meal barrel has running dry, when you're getting to the end of the road, when you feel like you've gone as far as you can go, and you're ready to give up, she was ready to give up.
Yes, right. Yes, sir.
Lad said, fear not. Go and do as I have said, but make me there a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth.
Yes, sir.
Now, what made this woman so special that God would give her a miracle in the bottom of her barrel? What made her so special? What made her so unique? Because most people in this room would think, well, she had to be somebody special. She had to be unique for God to do something so wonderful for her. I mean, she just had to be. No way. Well, let me tell you what about her. She's a widow woman. She's a poor woman. She's a single parent. Are you listening to me? She's scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Yes, sir.
It sounds to me like she's a lot like us.
Absolutely.
In fact, it sounds to me like she's just like us. That she's not really unique. That there's nothing that stands out about her. There's nothing that singles her out from the crowd. But God seemed fit to give her a miracle in her meal barrel. And I'm saying, why do you reckon there was a miracle in her meal barrel?
Yeah, that's good.
I'll tell you why. Let's go back to verse 7. And it came to pass after a while the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came in him saying, arise and get thee to Zarephath which belongeth to Zidon and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why there was a miracle in the bottom of her barrel. There was a miracle in the bottom of her barrel. Because God had a plan for her life. He said, I've got a woman up there, and I have commanded her to sustain thee. I've got a job for her. I've got a plan for her life. May I say to you that God has a plan for our life tonight. Each and every one of us, God has a plan for our life. The Bible tells me in Romans 12, 1, that I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. God has a plan for your life. I promise you that God, if you seek God, He'll show you what His plan. But you need not give up tonight because your meal barrel is empty. You need not give up tonight. Oh my goodness. There's a miracle in the bottom of your barrel. Because God has a plan for your life.
Amen.
You're right, brother.
There's a miracle in the bottom of your barrel because God has a plan for your life. I said I ain't been around preaching this, and I ain't never carried that barrel nowhere. I just got that barrel way up here in Folks Run, West Virginia, or Folks Run, Virginia. And I'm telling you tonight, there's a miracle in the bottom of the barrel because God has a plan for your life and my life. So we might as well get ready for God to reveal to us the miracle that's in the bottom of our barrel.
Amen. Yeah.
Let me give you something else. Listen to this. Go back to verse 8. The word of the Lord came unto him, saying, "Arise and get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee." So he arose and went to Zarephath. When he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks, and he called to her and said, "Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink." So there was a miracle in the bottom of her barrel because God had a plan for her life. God had commanded her to sustain him. But we find out now that there's a miracle in the bottom of her barrel. Because there's a preacher, stand up preacher. There's a preacher that needs her help.
Amen.
There's a preacher that needs her to help him in the work of the Lord. There's a preacher that needs her to sustain him in the work of the Lord. There's a preacher that needs her to encourage him in the work of the Lord. There's a preacher that needs her to give him a drink of water that he might perform the ministry of the Lord. I'm saying there was a miracle in the bottom of the barrel because there was a preacher that needed her help. I'm going to tell you, there's a preacher that needs your help tonight. There may be more than one preacher here that needs your help. So you might as well just go back one more time to the meal barrel and reach in because God has got a miracle for you in the bottom of the barrel.
That's right.
In Exodus 32, the Bible tells us that Moses saw the people were naked. Then he stood in the gate of the camp and said, "Who's on the Lord's side?" He needed some help. "Let him come unto me," and all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. In Exodus chapter 17, there's a fellow the Bible says by the name of Amalek. The Bible says, "Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, 'Choose out men and go to fight with Amalek.' So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek." And the Bible says that Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hands that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hands, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands was weary, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side of his hands were steady unto the going down the sun. Don't you understand something tonight? There are going to be times when the preacher is going to get weary.
That's right, preacher.
He's going to need you.
Yes, sir.
He's going to need you to reach down that meal barrel for him. Because he needs your help. He's going to need you to just by faith reach down that meal barrel and see what it is that God might have for you that you might share with the man of God. there's a miracle in the bottom of the barrel for you.
Amen.
Because God has a plan for your life. There's a miracle in the bottom of the barrel. Because there's a preacher that needs your help. I called Brother Jeff today. I needed his help to come help me get up here. I was weary today. I was trying to doze off driving 5 miles to the house. And I knew if God didn't give me some help, that I might not make it home tonight. 20 minutes to 4, when I was rounding up to leave, the phone rang. And Brother Jeff said something like this. He said, "Preacher, I got through quicker or earlier than I thought I would, and I've already got my shower. And if you want me to go with you, I'll be there."
That's good. Amen.
I tell you, a preacher needed help, and the preacher got help because there was a miracle at the bottom of the barrel. Let me give you something else. He said, verse 10, "So he rose and went to Zarephath. When he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow woman was there gathering of sticks, and he called to her and said, 'Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink.' As she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, 'Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand.'" And she said, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake but a handful of meal, and in a barrel, and a little oil and a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering 2 sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Fear not, go and do as I have said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it to me, and after make it for thee and for thy son." Now look, listen to this. In the early part of this chapter, Elijah is sitting by a brook. And there are ravens swooping down and giving him T-bone steak to eat. He's being fed by the ravens. Okay? I mean, God's delivering the food right to him. Hey? But in this chapter, there's a woman out gathering up sticks. And the preacher says, "Can you get me some water?" And she's going to get him some water. And the preacher says, "Can you get me a little cake first? Can you get me a little cake?" And don't you understand that there was a... And she told the whole story. And you done heard the story. But the reason there was a miracle in the bottom of her barrel, it wasn't just because God had a plan for her life. And it wasn't just because it was a preacher that needed her help. But the reason that was a miracle in the bottom of her barrel was God had a place of service for her. See, she wanted a raven. She had to cook. She had to knead the dough. She had to pour in the water and the oil. She had to start the fire. She had to bake the cake. Then she had to put it on a little serving dish and had to go and serve it to the man of God. You see, she had a place of service. And God said, "If I want her to serve me, I'm going to have to put some meal in the barrel for her. If I want her to fulfill my plan for her life, I'm going to have to put some meal in the barrel for her. If I want that preacher to be taken care of, I'm going to have to put some meal in the barrel for her." So there was a miracle. There was a miracle in the bottom of her barrel. Man. Because God had a place of service for her. Are y'all listening to me? I'm telling you, I'm wanting to help somebody with the Word of God tonight. I want to be a blessing and an encouragement to you. Amen. Not to give up because your funds are low. Don't give up because the bills are high.
That's good.
Don't give up because your health is failing. Don't give up because people don't want to hear what you got to say. Because God, if you'll just keep going back to the barrel, If you'll just go back to the barrel of God's grace. If you, I mean, the Bible tells us that where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. The Bible tells us in Genesis, I believe it's chapter 6, that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And all the way over in Ephesians, way over there, are you listening to me? Somewhere in the neighborhood, somewhere in the neighborhood of about 4,500 years later, God says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. I want you to know that God is teaching us in His Word. Listen, His mercies are new every morning. There's fresh grace for every day, my friend. The same grace that Moses enjoyed, and the same grace that Noah enjoyed, and the same grace that Paul preached about, I'm preaching about tonight. Go back to the meal bowl of grace, because God will give you a miracle in the barrel.
Hey, thank God.
That'd be good. We could stop right there and go to the house. Say hallelujah. Let's go to verse 14. Now Elijah told her, fear not, verse 13, never sword. He said, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day. Oh my. Boy, I just saw a verse. Remember, there was a lot of widows. Luke said there was a lot of widows in Israel in the days of Elias when the heavens were shut up 3 years and 6 months with great famine throughout the land. But unto none of them was Elijah sent, save to Zarephath, the city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. I mean, here's a widow woman. And boy, she's got a miracle in the bottom of her barrel. And in verse number 14, he said, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste. You know what that means? It shall not waste.
Amen.
Neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day the Lord sent His rain upon the earth. Now, I don't know what you would call that. I really don't know. And because I'm trying to preach something tonight that has all peace in it so folk can maybe remember it, there was a miracle in the bottom of that barrel because God had a plan. There was a miracle in the bottom of that barrel because God had a preacher. There was a miracle in the bottom of that barrel because God had a place. But there was a miracle in the bottom of that barrel because God had a promise for her family. He said, the meal of barrel, meal, barrel, wall, will not fail. Good night. The meal. What? Look at it. Verse 14. Woo! Woo! The meal of barrel shall not waste until the day the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. You realize? She ate out of that meal barrel, her and her son, and the preacher, 3.5 years, they ate out of that meal barrel.
Well, that's good.
Because God had a promise.
Thank God.
Her family. You know what I like? I like the fact, I'm trying not to make a mess. I like the fact that God has a promise for you and for me. In Deuteronomy 31:6, he said, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, neither be nor be afraid. For the Lord thy God, He is it that doth go up before thee. He will. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
He will not fail thee.
Amen.
Nor forsake thee. I can try as hard as I want to, but I can't. can't get away from God because he won't forsake me.
That's right. Praise God.
He won't fail me.
Right.
Boy, what a promise. What a promise from God. You know, he said in 1 Corinthians 10:13, Preacher Paul, you can say this. There had no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. Oh my, God said he'll make a way. In 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 22, the Bible says, for the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake. Come a little bit closer, listen. Because it had pleased the Lord to make you his people.
Amen.
He said, it pleased me to make you my people. And so I want you to know, because I'm glad you're my people, I will never forsake you.
Thank God, that's right.
Boy, what a promise from God. I'm telling you, I'm living on the promises of God.
Hey.
He said in Isaiah 42:6, I will bring the blind by the way they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and will not forsake them. In Psalm 37:10, David said, will my father and mother forsake me? Then the Lord will take me up. In Isaiah 40:30-31, he said, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's a promise from
God.
What about this one? Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me and I will answer thee. Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great mighty things which thou. That's a promise from God.
Yes, sir.
Well, I like it. Do you know this? I ain't the first one to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. God said, I will.
Amen.
Call unto me and I will answer thee. That's a promise from God. Did you know that God, in his word, 1,904 times God said, I will.
Hey. Yes, sir.
I've been thinking about preaching a series on that, the I wills of God. I will. Lo, I'm with you always.
Good for you.
I will not forsake thee. I'm trying to hurry. I'll be done in a minute. I got to get the preacher up here. He has a promise from God. The Bible says, the Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil times, Psalm 37:19. And in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. Hebrews 13:5-6. Let your conversation be without covetousness. And be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what men shall do unto me. I'm saying there's a miracle in the bottom of the barrel. I'm telling you, that barrel of grace, that barrel of God's grace free, and all you got to do is just fall on your knees somewhere. It don't have to be in church. It can be in your secret place. You can fall on your knees before the God of heaven, and you'll find that there's a miracle in the bottom of the grace barrel. There's a miracle waiting on you because God has promised you a miracle, and God has placed you in his ministry, and God has a preacher that needs your help, and God has a plan for your life, so he's putting miracles in the bottom of the barrel.
Yes, sir.
There's another thing. I got to say this. I'm trying to be done. But if I don't say this, I believe God probably whipped me.
Verse 15 and 16. And she went and did, according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he in her house did eat many days. The barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. You ever wondered why God didn't fill the meal barrel up? I think I know the answer. I think I know the answer. Because then you know what she'd have done? What all good Baptists do. She would have tried to ration it and make it last. She's going to try to make it last till it rained. So God didn't fill up the meal barrel. God put a miracle in the bottom of the barrel.
Yes, sir.
So that every day, preacher, every day, she could go to the barrel. And see the power of God to meet her need that day. Remember that verse I said a while ago? His mercies are new every morning. Every morning, don't you reckon? Every morning, she jumped up in the bed, said, "Let me go check the barrel." And she, "Why would you look in there? There's enough meal for today." Hallelujah! Me and you and the preacher are going to eat today. Because of the power of God. The power of God. You see, every time she went to that barrel, after she had pulled out that meal, I know, because curiosity killed the cat. I guarantee you, preacher, every time after she cleaned out that barrel, she would go back and she'd say, "Well, I wonder if there'll be anything in there tomorrow. I don't know if there'll be anything there tomorrow." But she went back tomorrow, and she saw afresh and anew the power of God. Just like the children of Israel. Every day went out and gathered that manna. There was that meal in that barrel. Every day. Because of the power of God. I'm saying to you, oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. There's a miracle in the bottom of your meal barrel tonight. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know how low you go. I don't know how hard it's been for you lately. I don't know the circumstances you're living in. But I'm telling you tonight, you may be in the bottom of your barrel, but God has a miracle in the bottom of your barrel tonight. God has the power to meet your need. I'll say this and I'm done. The barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord. There's so many more scriptures. God tells us not to take any thought for tomorrow. Let tomorrow take thought of itself. So he's going to take care of us tomorrow. But there's one last little thing and I'll quit. There was a miracle in the bottom of her barrel. Because she put her trust in the God of the barrel, not in the barrel.
Amen. You're right.
So you know what's going to happen if you trust the barrel? The barrel's going to fail you.
Yes, sir.
Some people say, "Oh, I got all everything taken care of when I retire." They didn't get to enjoy retirement.
Right.
My daddy didn't get to enjoy retirement. He finally got to retirement age. He got, and he was gone. But you put your trust in the God of the meal barrel. You know what? You go back and you'll find another miracle, and 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 another miracle. Put your trust in the God of the meal barrel.
Amen.
You know what I'm trying to say to you tonight? I'm trying to tell you that God's got a miracle for you tonight in the bottom of your barrel.
Amen.
And what you need to do, you say, preacher, I need a miracle. I really need a miracle. I tell you what you do. Just reach down in that barrel of grace tonight.
Yes, sir.
Find yourself a place to talk to God.
Hallelujah.
And I promise you, on the authority of God's holy word tonight, you'll find a miracle in the bottom of your barrel.
Amen.
Every head bowed, every eye closed. Sister, would you come play something on the piano for just a moment? I'm not going to take but just another minute because I want the preacher to come on. But it may be, you know, I think when God speaks to our heart, that's the time to move. And it may be that if you put it off now, you won't trust God with that empty barrel. And maybe you'll just try to flounder along. But if you'll come tonight to this altar right now, you'll find meal in the bottom of your barrel. You'll find it.
Yes.
If you'll just come to the altar right now. While our sister's playing a beautiful song, God will help you tonight. You don't have to go it alone. You don't have to go out and gather your sticks and take your last little morsel and give up. Take that burden to the Lord tonight. Take that empty barrel to Jesus. And you'll find Him putting meal in the bottom of your barrel.
Yes.
Folks are still praying. Take just another moment. Not going to rush nobody tonight.
Great.